Dive into the world of celebrity news with the Do You podcast. Celebrity news for the people, by the people. And unlike a lot of your favorite news sources, we admit that a lot of what we publish is speculation, a source's unique perspective, someone's specific POV, and based on individual experiences. Because no one really knows what the f*** the truth is, except the parties involved and the big guy upstairs. Because while we always strive for accuracy, we also acknowledge the inherent uncertainties of this world. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Do You.
This week, I'm giving updates on Annie Murphy, Olivia Rodrigo, Rachel Bilson and Zach Braff, Kylie and Kendall Jenner, Cat's Eye, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry, Post Malone. And I'm talking about Amanda Petula and West Wilson, the Miss USA pageant, Virgin River, and I answer the Do You hotline. Let's get started. I gotta say, before I start reading this ad, I linked the underwear, the Quince underwear. I always talk about it. I linked it on our Instagram under shop. And I just purchased a new pack of blue ones. And I cannot stress how comfortable they are. But if you're anything like me, you're trying to squeeze in a few last-minute trips before autumn rush takes over. Packing light is an art form, and Quince has completely mastered the capsule wardrobe with their high-quality, versatile essentials. Speaking of vacation, I also bought a bathing suit off of Quince, and it's great quality. Very happy with it. They prove that you don't need a massive suitcase or a crowded closet to look effortlessly put together. I am completely obsessed with their European linen button-down shirts in white. It stays perfectly cool, has a relaxed, elegant drape, and transitions seamlessly from morning coffee runs to casual business lunches. Quince also offers premium stretch denim starting at just $50 that delivers the luxury fit and structure you'd expect from a high-end designer label. By cutting out corporate middlemen and working directly with ethical factories, they offer prices 50 to 80% less than other brands, from apparel to hotel quality. Love it. Bedding and kitchen staples, they elevate everything. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app exclusive offers. I love an app exclusive offer, I got to tell you. Or go to quince.com/doyou. Get free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/DEUXU.
Hey, before we jump back into the show, let's take a quick break. But not just any break. This is a refreshing break. With Snapple. We all know about Snapple's iconic real facts. So let's take a minute to go over some of my faves. Snapple Real Fact 1228. Chimps can develop their own fashion trends. Snapple Real Fact 2105. Professional athletes used to perform in vaudeville in the off season. Snapple Real Fact 1978. More than 40 buildings in New York have their own zip codes. Snapple Fact 1667. Lovebirds are actual birds. So grab a Snapple, take a second, and enjoy the moment. Because let's be honest, this might be the most refreshing part of your day. Snapple, make your break more interesting. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Do You podcast, everyone's favorite source for celebrity news for the people, by the people. We're going to get right into it today. We're going to start off the episode with a bunch of updates. So hopefully you listened to last week's episode. If not, I suggest going back and listening to it because there are quite a few updates from last week. The first one is on Annie Murphy, who everyone might know best from Schitt's Creek. She played Alexis in Schitt's Creek. Somebody called in and just asked about her. And let me start off with a professional update. Somebody sent me a screenshot from Instagram. It says, Annie Murphy is coming to TIFF in a rom-com. In Toronto's set, All That She Wants, the Schitt's Creek star plays Emma, a millennial woman who decides to spend a night clubbing to escape the pain of a bad breakup. While out, she meets Luke, Cooper Rafe. By the way, isn't Cooper Rafe the guy that Jeremy Allen White's
baby mama was dating or is dating.
Yeah.
It is? Okay, I was going to say, can you look that up? And the rumors are she cheated on him with him, maybe? Or am I making that up? Did you hear that too, Hannah?
That's the word on the street.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I didn't think I was making it up. But regardless, Jeremy Allen White is very amicable with his ex. We see them together. I'm blanking on her name. Sorry, I wasn't expecting to talk about that.
Addison Timlin.
Yeah. Anyway, we're really going on a tangent here. This is about Annie Murphy. So that's her. That seems to be what she has coming out next, a rom-com with Cooper Rafe. As far as her personal life, which I had touched on based on memory and also based on a sighting that we received a couple of years ago, I think. And just to refresh your memory, the sighting I read last episode was this: Annie Murphy spotted at a well-loved local spot in Toronto's West End, introducing a new man, not her husband, to her parents. New man was David West Reed, a writer on Schitt's Creek. So I read that in last week's episode, to which someone responded in the DMs, thank you, audience, and said, Annie Murphy was in my hometown a month ago, so that would have been July, seeing her husband's band, Mino Versteeg. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, is the husband. He was opening for Billy Bragg that night, and they sent a picture of the husband performing. So I had said last week, based on this sighting, I didn't think she was with her husband anymore. I went back and I tried to look for DMs. I had remembered there were a couple DMs about her in this. There was another one in response to the sighting I just read you in Toronto with David West Reed. Somebody wrote into that at the time and said, Annie Murphy has been with David West Reed since about 2020. They were together during lockdown. Seems to just be very good mates with her ex, ? Husband. So I think that's where I got the impression that she was split with her husband. Somebody else at the time responded, Annie Murphy and Schitt's Creek writer David West Reed are an item since at least end of 2019 or 2020, and they are not really hiding it. Tonight, she was with him at the opening of his play in Toronto. The play was in *And Juliet*. She may be in an open relationship, as she also spends a lot of time with her husband. So in conclusion, I'm going to say, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know what these rumors are regarding her and David West Reed from a couple of years ago. Now, last month, she's seeing her husband perform. So this relationship with David West Reed could have been just a friendship from the show that maybe the fans misinterpreted into something more. I'm not really sure the people whose DMs I just read you that wrote in at the time, if they were insiders or just fans. This wasn't something I really covered back then. I only talked about it last week because somebody called in and asked about Annie. So case not closed, but she'll be in a rom-com and don't know whether or not she broke up with her husband. The next thing I want to update everyone on is something that was easily Googleable last week. I don't know why you couldn't find it, Hannah. And that's the Olivia Rodrigo question about the backlash she received from being on a podcast. Did you try hard?
No, I didn't. I was also trying to follow along the podcast, and I'm not a reader. And I also forgot to look into that. So that was on me. I'm sorry.
No, you weren't supposed to look into it afterwards. I thought you were Googling it, like...
Well, was it the New York Times interview?
No. Okay, so listen. So this is what it was. I feel like I tried to Google it too. I'm actually just gaslighting you right now because I think I was trying to Google it too and I couldn't find it. But somebody sent it to me. The podcast host was Anthony Fantano of the podcast The Needle Drop. And this is from Google. Rodrigo sat down for an interview with prominent music reviewer Anthony Fantano of The Needle Drop, during which she mentioned she had been a longtime fan and DM'd him when her debut album Sour came out. The controversy was online communities
such as discussions on Reddit, expressed mixed to negative reactions regarding the collaboration. Some users criticized her choice to associate with Fantano due to past controversies and resurfaced clips involving edgy or offensive language from his early internet career, arguing it conflicted with her public image and values. So basically, the internet, they either knew this about him or they went back and they dug up clips of things that he's said. Someone messaged me and sort of suggested that it was along the lines of racist remarks. So her fans figured this out or found this out, and that's where the controversy came in. Defenders noted that Fantano had addressed his past, holds progressive political positions, and that the backlash overlooked casual media consumption or expected an unreasonable standard of moral vetting from pop stars. Basically, I feel like that's the long way of saying that everyone was overreacting. That's what it sounds like to me. Is that what it sounds like to you, Han?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard of this person, and I didn't watch the interview with Olivia Rodrigo. I can speak to how social media reacts to certain things, and I'd be a hypocrite right now to pretend like they don't overreact to literally everything. The people on the internet. I don't even want to pin this on Gen Z. Like, I'm done pinning it on Gen Z, to be honest with you, because everyone is like, Gen Z, Gen Z. I don't think it's just Gen Z. And whenever I make that comment sort of publicly about it must be a young audience that's saying X, Y, and Z, people will slide into my DMs and be like, dude, no, like, these are late 20 to early 30, mid 30-year-old adults who are commenting X, Y, and Z on whatever post, you know, that blows up in that moment that I'm venting about. But yeah, so that's what happened with that. The next update I have for everyone is, again, it's like a non-update update, but I feel like these are open-ended demois mysteries still not solved. I'm not ready to give any of these the... So we're just going to keep talking about them until we get some sort of concrete answer. And who am I talking about? Rachel Bilson and Zach Braff. I cannot stop thinking about that celebrity who reportedly spent hundreds of thousands of dollars just to fly their favorite premium designer water across the globe on a private jet. For the rest of us living in the real world, making your money work for you looks a whole lot different. We have to be intentional and strategic with our spending, which is exactly why I've been loving Klarna. Klarna is your smarter, everyday money partner, and they are built on a beautifully simple idea. Money should work with people, not against them. Klarna puts absolutely everything you need right in one place. They offer flexible ways to pay, cashback rewards that build up automatically without you having to jump through hoops, and actual human support that shows up when you need it. So you get total peace of mind. You're good with money simply because you choose tools that are actually good to you. It's smart because it's completely fair, and you can finally just relax because your day-to-day finances are handled. Download the Klarna app or head to Klarna.com. That's K-L-A-R-N-A.com. Klarna, CA resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply. Last week, we discussed Rachel and Zach's friendship slash potential relationship because in last week's IG Q&A, it was brought up by the audience. So I wanted to cover it on the podcast. Since covering it on the podcast, I had a couple people write in. One person wrote in and said, Zach is still on Raya. Okay. And that is a common DM I receive whenever
I speak about anyone who's on Raya. Another person who I could put in that category who I've recently posted about is Taylor Fritz. Taylor Fritz is a tennis player. He is allegedly dating Olivia Jade. If you don't know who she is, she's Lori Loughlin's daughter from Full House. She was involved in that whole like USC scandal or college scandal. Her mother went to jail for it. She also famously dated Jacob Elordi. Just giving you a little background in case you don't know who Olivia Jade is. Now she's an influencer. She's been an influencer for a long time. I think she started on YouTube. Now she is a TikTok and IG influencer. She just came out with a makeup line. I'm going to admit it. I bought her makeup. It was a dual highlight stick. I like it. I don't hate it. It's like contour on one end and highlight on the other. I saw a lot of criticism about it online, but I like it. Anyway, back a lot of tangents I'm going on today, you guys. Sorry. Back to Olivia Jade and Taylor Fritz. Every time something is posted about them, at least a handful of women will message me and say, I just saw him on Raya. I just saw him on Raya. I've said this on Instagram. Joshua Jackson is another one. Something will be posted about him dating someone. I just saw him on Raya. I just saw him on Raya. I'll get the DMs. What I want to say about that is a lot of times a celebrity will date someone, not take their profile off of Raya. I've heard, and Hannah, you're on Raya, so maybe you can back this up. I've heard it's hard to get back on once you take your profile down.
It was pretty easy, but...
Okay, so that's not true.
I'm wondering if they keep the profiles up.
No, they 100% keep the profiles up.
Just to have a celebrity in the mix.
I was just going to say that. I've also been told that certain celebrities, and this is like sort of just speculation, had been paid in the past to come on the app. I don't know which, but people have said that. Anyway, back to Zach Braff. So somebody messaged and said he's still on Raya. That could mean nothing. This is my long-winded way of saying it could mean nothing. Somebody else messaged and said, I saw Rachel Bilson and Zach together at the Hollywood Bowl recently. I asked them if they were like lovey-dovey. This person's observation was, I think they were trying to play it off as friends, but there's definitely something there. Okay, so it was April 3rd that they saw this. That was actually quite a few months ago. At the last 5 years concert, and then this person ends it with, they're definitely together. Now, in contrast to that, someone else wrote in and said, Zach Braff is a regular at this restaurant. I see him come in all the time with different women. I've seen him come in with Rachel. It's totally platonic. It's funny how people's perception can be completely opposite or completely different from one another. All to say is, again, not giving this the, because I have no idea. If you want my opinion, I think they're dating. I think they're dating or they're hooking up or they're hanging out. That's my opinion. But I can't say for certain because right now all we have are sightings. That's how this started. It was the sighting in Las Vegas of them. And that's all we've had since is sightings. The next update I have for everyone is regarding Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner. Last week during the Kendall Jenner and Jacob Elordi segment, I had said that someone literally while I was recording had sent in a DM TikTok of Kylie and Kendall in Italy. They obviously were not in Italy. Kendall was in London and Kylie was in LA. This was last week. Now, I think they're both in LA because Jacob Elordi was just seen going to the dentist in LA yesterday by the paparazzi. So assuming if he's in LA, Kendall is also in LA because they've been inseparable all summer. Now, last week, I also talked about how there were no clear paparazzi pictures of them. Boy, did we get some clear paparazzi pictures of them since that recording last Tuesday to today. Three different sets of very clear paparazzi pictures of Kendall Jenner and Jacob Elordi in London. He was there doing press for his new movie, and she was with him. I think I had said that I had speculated she was going to be at the premiere, but not be on the red carpet and be seen. I mean, she was with him directly after the premiere. They went, I think, to the after party or out to dinner or both. So I'm assuming she was at the actual premiere. She just sort of slipped in and slipped out. But the paparazzi were able to catch them on three separate occasions while they were in London, holding hands, holding on to each other. In one picture, she was like gripping him for dear life. I'm assuming that's because there were tons of flash bulbs in their face. I got the pictures, also got video, so I could see through the video what the scene was like. And I mean, these paparazzi were literally right in their faces. It's interesting that we had to wait until they were in London to get these pictures, because they've obviously been dating for months. We've received and published several grainy pictures of them up until now. So I guess like speak it into existence maybe and it'll happen. Okay, the next update I have for everyone is on Cat's Eye. They wanted to know what the latest was on Sophia and Manon. Basically what I said was the latest. I just had a couple of people write in confirming what was said on last week's podcast. And that is Sophia is coming back in a couple weeks. She was just burned out. So the mental health excuse was just that, a mental health excuse. Apparently Manon is still on the payroll and under contract. But this person also speculates that it is unlikely she will be back. She allegedly does not talk with more than half the group. And according to this person, I guess more than half the group don't want her back in the group. According to somebody else, she was not fit for the hustle. So that sort of ties into what I was saying about Hybe. By the way, I was pronouncing it wrong. It wasn't Hybe. It's Hybe. You remember?
Yeah. I can't say I'm totally shocked here.
I know. I can't fucking pronounce a goddamn thing. Okay. So this ties back to what I was saying about Hybe. They are a Korean record label and they have a different set of standards for their talent. So I guess she wasn't into it. Maybe it was too hard for her. And hey, you know, that's her prerogative. So I feel like what I reported last week was on track. Sophia coming back, Manon, don't hold your breath. The other update is on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. This was something that was not discussed on the podcast, but it was published on Instagram. And it was the reason why they were making the move to London, from LA to London. And I had reported, because I had heard that she was offered a role in a Guy Ritchie series, the series being The Gentlemen. So that was reported, okay? And then literally 2 days later, Extra puts out a post saying Meghan Markle was dropped from consideration to join The Gentlemen. They say, as conveyed by The Hollywood Reporter, Tina Brown, the former editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair and The New Yorker, broke the news in a Substack column on Saturday. Tina Brown wrote, "I learned this morning that the casting of Meghan Markle in season 3 of Guy Ritchie's Netflix series, The Gentlemen, has been withdrawn. The backlash in the UK was so intense, it became untenable to go forward. This does not bode well for Meghan's acting comeback in the UK." And I asked my source if this was true. They said they thought it was true. They had heard from multiple people. That's true. However, it has not been confirmed by Guy Ritchie's production company. And I don't know if it will ever be confirmed by them or confirmed by Meghan, because there wasn't an official announcement. There wasn't like a trade announcement, I don't think, that she was going to be in the show. My source seems to think that Megan will not comment on this and kind of pretend like it didn't happen. Because I don't know, what do you say? It's kind of like crazy that it was just a rumor. It went everywhere. People were like, wow, she's making her comeback 10 years after Suits. And then 2 days later, psych, just kidding. We can't have her back because of the backlash. I want to know also what kind of backlash they received in that short amount of time that they withdrew consideration for her being in the show. Like, what could have happened in that short amount of time from the public, from the general public, that they were like, all right, we can't handle this. You know what I mean, Han? It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
But wasn't that the number one show on Netflix for a bit? That's with Theo James, right?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good show. There's one season that's out. They just finished filming season two, so she would have been in season three.
I think it's like if you have a really popular show and you have something threatening it, why would you even risk that?
I guess, but wouldn't, I mean, it could also potentially add. I mean, I guess her Netflix show, I'm not sure if her Netflix show totally bombed. You know, she had like that next Netflix show for a while.
Yes, I thought it did, but maybe I'm reading fake news.
Exactly. That's how I feel too. Maybe I'm just reading the negative comments and people saying, you know, how much they don't like her and they criticize every single thing that she does.
I will say, though, when people have a lot of haters, you can find another algorithm where they have people who love them. I've never met a Meghan Markle fan. I've never stumbled on one on TikTok either.
There are some people in the comments of posts that have been posted on Demois about her who defend her. I've seen it. So I don't know if there's like a little pod of supporters that are out there like making videos and making content, but I've definitely seen them in the comments. Sorry, I'm trying to think about her Netflix show because I actually think it was supposed to go on for more seasons and they canceled it. But I don't know if that had to do with ratings or if it had to do with the fact that she is allegedly very difficult to work with. And that's not a criticism. I'm not criticizing like her as a person. I'm not being a hater. Like, that's a fact. Like, people have said that about her. So I don't know if it was ratings or that or both.
Well, so if she's hard to work with, that would be even more reason to just not have her on.
Yeah, but think about how many celebrities are hard to work with who get work.
Yeah, but if they're also...
if they're not getting the ratings. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if they're not pulling the ratings. Yeah. Anyway, it was like whiplash. 1 minute she was in this show. And I'm going to be honest. I'm neutral. I neither love her nor hate her. I would have been interested to see her in season three of this show. So I was kind of disappointed to hear the news. The show's really good. I didn't watch Suits, so I'm not really sure about her acting ability, but the show is good. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like we'll be able to see her in it. But alas, they're still moving across the pond. And now for what? Because that was the big reason that I was told that for that and to also like try to get their way back in the royal family.
I asked Google about With Love, Megan ratings.
Uh-huh.
And it said it struggled significantly in the ratings and critical reception.
So maybe since both shows are on Netflix, maybe people were calling up Netflix or, you know, writing into Netflix's IG account or making comments. Like, who knows? You know, like her haters. And Netflix was like, oh, we're not going through this again. She's out. You know, who knows? Maybe they were the ones. And, you know, since they platform the show, I don't know how much say they have. They could have a lot of say.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. If it's not broke, definitely don't add Meghan Markle.
Poor Meghan Markle. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is Post Malone. He became engaged last week to his girlfriend, Christy Lee. They've been on and off. I guess for the past year. Well, now they're engaged and she has a rock. Dumois broke the news. Well, actually, their friends broke the news on Instagram, but we were the first media source to break the news. I received an interesting email that I wanted to read on the podcast because I would not post this. Post Malone's ex-fiance slash mother of his child. Okay, by the way, her name is Jamie, and they were together for a long time. Not a lot of pictures of them together, if any. Very, very hard to find pictures of them. Now, Christy Lee and Post Malone, if you search Post Malone and Christy Lee in the Backgrid website, a handful of sets will come up of those two. Okay, apparently, according to this anonymous, looks maybe not anonymous, I'm not sure, anonymous, we'll just say anonymous, submitter, Jamie is not happy about the engagement news. Posty also has her blocked on Instagram. She spilled the tea in Korean on her IG a while ago, sent proof through Instagram DM, and she hints stuff about him in Korean a lot in general. So I wonder why he couldn't seal the deal with her. They were together for so long. And they have a child. I mean, why didn't they just get married? I just find that curious. Okay, let's get into some fresh intel. The first thing I want to talk about, this is just something, again, I would not post on social media, but I found it to be very interesting. And it has to do with Amanda Petula and West Wilson of Summer House, or formerly of Summer House. Support for today's episode comes from Square, the business platform keeping all of our favorite local spots running smoothly, including Do Merch. I was just on Square today, actually, checking out inventory of merch. We don't have a lot of merch left, so if you are interested, do you think I'm allowed to plug my own merch site, Han?
This is your ad, baby. Go for it.
It's dumois.square.site. DEUXMOI.square.site. And I've been using that platform for years, actually. I was at my go-to neighborhood coffee shop yesterday, and every time I visit, the checkout is so effortlessly fast with Square that the baristas actually have time to chat rather than stress over a clunky register. That's because Square brings payments, inventory, and smart AI tools into one easy platform so business owners, like myself, can focus on customers, not endless admin work. Whether you're just starting out or scaling up, Square offers clear, flexible plans with zero hidden fees, helping sellers see high sales while operating their way. Square helps you run your business more smoothly, bringing payments, operations, and insights together in one place, so you're ready for whatever's next. I will have to say that the hidden fees aspect of it is a big plus for me, because when I was working with a merch company, yes, they were sending out and shipping everything, but they take a big chunk of your profit. If you're looking to start any type of merchandise website, I highly recommend doing it yourself and using Square. Right now, listeners can get up to $200 off of Square hardware when you sign up for square.com/go/do you. That's SQUARE.com/go/DEUXU. Get started with Square and build a setup that works the way you do. We've all been there. During these brutal summer nights, waking up at 3 a.m. This literally just happened to me the other night, with your sheets literally glued to your legs, hair matted to your neck, and your AC cranked down to 65 degrees just so you can survive. Sleeping hot is absolute misery. Oh, but the truth is, it isn't your thermostat's fault. It's your bedding. Standard sheets trap heat like a greenhouse, which is why you need Bowl and Branch. Their summer bedding options are lightweight, breathable, and purposely designed to keep you cool all night. Unlike synthetic fabrics that use cheap chemical cooling tech,
Boll & Branch uses 100% organic cotton woven structurally for maximum airflow. I've been sleeping on their percale sheet set, and it's a total game changer. The moment you climb in, they feel incredibly crisp, cool, and dry, like the cold side of the pillow, but over your entire body. Plus, 94% of customers say they get softer with every single wash. Sleep cooler this summer with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com/doyou with code doyou. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com/DEUXU, code DEUXU to unlock 15% off. This is a great deal, you guys. Their sheets really are top tier. bollandbranch.com/doyou, code doyou. Exclusions apply. I know that every time they're brought up on the Demois account, you know, a majority of the audience are like, why are we seeing them again? Like, I don't want to ever see these people again. Why are you posting about them? We don't care. I see all the comments, okay? I'm not pretending that I don't. However, I just thought that this was interesting, this piece of intel that came in that I'm about to read you. I also want to say that they were in Rhode Island this past weekend, and I received so many submissions of them, Newport, Rhode Island, so many submissions of them, like the most ever. I think more than when they were at the Jersey Shore, or maybe equal. To which I say, shout out Newport, Rhode Island, and the Demois listeners and readers there, because I love Newport. It is one of my absolute favorite places in the United States. Hannah, have you ever been there?
Nope.
You have any desire?
I'd love to.
It's great. I just love it. It's like good vibes.
Her photos did look fun that she posted. I'm not fans of them, but it did look like a good time.
Did it give any indication why they were there? Somebody who ran into them asked if they were there for a wedding, and they said no.
It just seemed like someone in their group of friends has a house there.
Okay. They stayed at a house rather than a hotel, it looked like.
Oh, that I don't know.
Oh.
It just seemed like if there's a large group of people going to a place like that, there's usually a house involved, I assume.
Mm. Okay. Well, what I want to talk about is someone adjacent to them, and that's Sophie Cunningham. Sophie Cunningham and West Wilson had a podcast together called Show Me Something. It was a pop culture and sports podcast. Sophie Cunningham is a professional basketball player in the WNBA. And the two apparently grew up together in Missouri and I guess like band together and put out this podcast. I do think the podcast is over though. I feel like that was announced that they won't be doing it anymore. Hannah, can you look that up while I read to the audience what this piece of intel is?
For sure.
Somebody ran into Sophie. Okay. This was not last week. Okay. I forgot to include this in last week's episode. I believe it was the week before. Somebody ran into her and they asked her, and there's a picture, so it's definitely her. They asked her if West and Amanda are still together. Again, this was not this past week. This was, I think, the week before or maybe even before that. This person says that she said verbatim, "They are for now because they have to be for a little while, but it won't last. We also don't have our podcast anymore and we aren't cool." Okay, so I guess they don't have the podcast. "But they are for now because they have to be for a little while, but it won't last." What do you think about that quote, Hannah? Her saying that to a stranger. This person says it's a real quote.
It feels a little vindictive because I think her and Wes had a falling out over the trans athlete issue. Maybe she knows something, but it does feel like she's mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like even if you knew that and you were neutral, you would just say, "I'm not sure."
Right. So she's like mad. What was the falling out? I know that there was controversy with her, but I didn't know that he got involved.
she spoke out against trans athletes.
Right.
He made a TikTok in support of trans athletes.
Okay, got it. Like calling her out, but not calling her out directly.
He didn't say her name specifically, but also it's like this is always an issue, but he brought it up when she's talking about it. So it's very specifically in response.
Okay. I mean, listen, like I get so many sightings of them. I often get sightings of just him out. There's been a couple times where people have said, I think he was trying to get this girl's phone number. And I've always say to the people, like, are you sure? Like, come on. Like, it seems like these two are together, him and Amanda, meaning that they're together. You know, and they have no proof that he was trying to get someone's phone number. I think someone actually even said that this past weekend when they were in Newport. And I said to the person, he's there with Amanda. Like, are you sure? You know, he was trying to get someone's phone number. And they were like, well, you know, I'm not 100% sure. I didn't see Amanda around though. And I was like, okay, well, maybe she went home early, you know, and he stayed out. But I just couldn't imagine him being so blatant, you know, gallivanting all around. Like they're in a new place every weekend, and including still being spotted in New York City. I just couldn't imagine him blatantly asking for somebody's phone number while, you know, clearly being with Amanda. My point is, people, I think, are, you know, just waiting for them to break up or waiting for him to slip up. But I'm not so sure that will happen. And so Sophie's comment to this person, to this stranger, the person was a stranger to her, just sort of made my ears perk up. Because it's like, are they on the verge of breaking up? Or does just everyone want them to break up? Are they just waiting for it to happen? It's an interesting sociological, rhetorical type of question. I don't have an answer. I'm going to say from my observation and all of the sightings that are submitted to Demois that they are very, very much together. But that's all I can go by is sightings. So, Han, just to sum up, we just think that she was being like a bitter Betty. She doesn't know anything we don't know is what I'm saying. Because I don't know what to think by her comment. Like, I'm still thinking about it now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she does know something, but then to say we're not cool at the end, it feels very spiteful.
Okay. You're right. Okay, the next topic is two anonymously submitted emails. The first one is about the Miss USA pageant that I thought was really interesting. I don't know if you all are interested in this. Let me just read you this email. This new era of Miss USA is working overtime to protect an image of transparency, empowerment, and a fresh start. But some pageant watchers are wondering whether everything is quite as open-ended as it appears. Then they do like a little like shifty eye emoji. Read between the lines, pay attention to the choices being highlighted, and you might start asking questions about how much is truly left to chance. Are these hardworking contestants getting a genuinely level playing field, or is there more to the story than the public sees? No names, no accusations, just questions. Let's bring back the judges' scores being shown live. This is not a claim or an allegation, just genuinely curious. And then they give like a smiley face. I felt like that needed to be dramatically read and not just posted on Instagram. What do you think about that, Hannah? Do you think there's like something sinister going on? I mean, there's always something sinister going on. So, I mean, that's a given. But what do you think they're getting at? That it's rigged?
Maybe that it's rigged. I'm just like, I'm also thinking of the plot to Miss Congeniality. So I'm like, someone's going to blow up.
Wait, did they just literally put the plot to Miss Congeniality into an email? People have done that before. People have sent tips, and I remember it was a British show. It was a British show that I'd never heard of, and somebody put the plot of the show into an anonymous email as like a celebrity like tip. And I posted it, and people were like, dude, this is the plot to blah, 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 blah.
It was also kind of the plot to Drop Dead Gorgeous. Do you remember that movie?
Yes!
It's just like there's always something sinister going on with these competitions. There's never great news coming out of these things.
Well, what about the winners? They are given opportunities after they win. No?
Like what? What has a Miss America or Miss USA or Miss World, what have they ever gone on to do? Like I couldn't name one.
There are some actresses who have won.
Really?
Like in, yeah, like in the history. Uh-huh. Or who've been in the pageant. Well, this year, the pageant takes place on August 27th, featuring contestants from 50 states and Washington, D.C. It's in Miami, which is also sinister, in my opinion. In my opinion. So we'll see. But imagine somebody fucking just wrote in the plot to Miss Congeniality, and I'm like thinking like there's some big cover-up conspiracy. Oh God. The second email is about Virgin River. Hannah, I'm not even gonna ask you if you've seen the show because I already know the answer. Have you heard of it at least?
I have.
Okay.
But I've not seen it.
It's on Netflix. It is a Hallmark-esque show, but not really. I wouldn't call it a Hallmark show, but it has like those kind of storylines. Pretty like soapy, like low soap, not high soap, low soap. I was very into Virgin River, like the first three seasons. And then the last season I tried to watch, season three, I think, it just like, it wasn't moving along fast enough. So I stopped cold. But this person says they're renewed for season 9 and they just wrapped filming season 8. Like I've missed that many seasons. I've missed 5 fucking seasons. I can't believe it. All right, let me read this to you guys. I don't know if it's from a fan or what. They also have like a big fan base, this show, just FYI. Anyone listening who didn't know that. Virgin River has been renewed for season 9 and they just wrapped filming season 8. But I heard there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. Alexandra Breckenridge, she plays the lead, or one of the female leads. And Martin Henderson, he plays like her love interest. I don't even know if they're still together. I mean, season 8, I stopped at season 3. They were trying to have a baby. Their contracts were apparently up after season 8 and negotiations for season 9 with the possibility of season 10, jeez, became difficult. They were asking for a pretty big pay increase and neither side was willing to budge. The problem is Virgin River has a much smaller budget than a lot of the other Netflix shows and its numbers haven't been as strong lately. Well, maybe there's too many seasons. Also, if you haven't watched it, it takes place in a very idyllic, I want to say like woodsy town with a big lake. It's probably filmed somewhere in Canada. But the longer you watch it, it starts to brainwash you. Like I started to think, I had to stop watching it because I was like, I want to live in this town. It was like one of those. It just looks like so peaceful. Everybody knows each other. There's like a local restaurant, a local this, a local that. They have to go to this other town if they want to get this. Anyway, it's good. I know I'm like, I don't know if I'm selling it or not selling it. Back to the email. From what I've heard, keeping both of them, okay, those are the two leads, what they were asking just didn't make financial sense anymore. So Alex and Martin are leaving. They were the main draws. I don't know if anyone's interested in this. I am. The plan is for Benjamin Hollingsworth and Zibby Allen to basically take over as the main couple going forward. Hannah, can you just look them up really quick to see who they play? Because I haven't watched it in 5 seasons. Benjamin Hollingsworth and Zibby Allen, Virgin River. It also explains some things that have seemed a little strange lately. Ben is leading the Meet Cute Con. There's a Meet Cute Con. Whoa. In November and has suddenly become much more active with the fandom and on social media compared with most of the cast. He was one of the actors who promoted season 7 the most back in March. If Brady and Bree are being positioned as the new leads, that all makes a lot more sense. Okay, so I just answered my own question, Hannah. You don't have to look it up anymore. Brady and Bree.
They're like the secondary couple. All right, Virgin River fans, you have to let me know. Is this something that's going around like on Reddit, or is this potential inside information, or is this just a fan theory? Now I think I need to start watching Virgin River again. Okay, let's hit the hotline.
To you, hotline.
As always, we're going to start with the text messages. Here we go. Walk past Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner at Beverly Hills Hotel. They're a beautiful couple. Okay, love to hear that. Oh, somebody sent me, I wonder if this is the same person. Somebody sent me a picture, and then this person also texted it. Nick Van Steenberg, I don't know if that's how you say his last name. Nick from Love Island, formerly of Nick and Alandria, and Lauren Wolf were together in New York today. Looked super cozy, maybe a new influencer couple. So I had that sighting in my DMs yesterday. I just haven't posted it yet. I think I was probably going to wait for Sunday Spotted. I didn't think it was feed worthy because Nick and Lauren Wolf were on a influencer trip this summer. So I'm assuming that that's how they met if they didn't know each other previously. And maybe that's how they became friends. They were out to dinner this week, but there was a third person with them. So I'm going to say platonic friends. They're just friends, which is why I didn't bring it up.
Hi, my name is Pao, and I give consent. I wanted to call in about some very close information to Post Malone's Beyonce. Her name is Christy. I did see something on a close friend of her story about them just getting engaged, and I have the screenshots to prove it. He is on her private account. So I'm willing to send that in if you are willing to take it. I do consent to all of this. And again, my name is Pow.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly what I said earlier. Her friends were posting that they got engaged, and that's how it sort of spread. But I found out pretty early on, and then I think it was picked up by all the other media.
Hi, Goo. This is Hillary. Love your podcast. Listen every week. I give consent for you to use my voice on your podcast. I'm here with my husband, Mike, who saw the whole cast of Summer House at Saratoga this week, including brand new member, Jane Motion. So it was Jane, Jesse, Bailey, and Kyle all filming together. And I want my husband to give us a little bit of perspective of what he saw.
The cast was in a box at Saratoga, in the box of Jane's dad, trainer Graham Motion. The reason they were there is because Graham had a horse in the feature race and a stakes race. And so the cast was hanging out, and then the cameras came about midway through the day, and all of a sudden they started acting essentially out some scenes for the show. It looked like there was a, you know, in quotes, argument between, you know, Jane and Bailey. And then they were kind of attacking Jesse and Kyle was looking on. But throughout the day, hung out in their box. They went to the paddock to watch the horses warmed up. But Jesse and Jane, you know, were together the entirety of the time.
And do my husband also has some perspective on Jane Motion, the newest cast member of Summer House. He's been following her for a while, and she's been tied to Jesse. Some say that they're dating, but my husband said he didn't see much PDA between them. But Jesse was hugging and kissing and talking to Jane's parents. And here's Mike to tell us a little bit about Jane. He's been following her for a while.
Yeah, so Jane grew up in the horse racing community. As you know, I said, her dad is a very, very successful trainer. And grew up in Maryland and then spent the winters down in Florida and really just followed the dad wherever he was training, you know, horses, and has had the opportunity to go to the biggest horse racing events such as the Kentucky Derby, the Breeders' Cup, etc. So it's been interesting to see Jane more from that wholesome horse girl into now, you know, a Summer House cast member, has for sure changed her physical appearance a little bit and has now embraced this lifestyle rather than just being the girl on the farm. In a horse family.
And Jean's been involved at the Surf Lodge, so she's definitely been in the Hamptons quite a bit. And we're really excited to see how this unfolds. Thanks, Stu. We love you. Listen every week. Bye.
Oh, my God. Hillary and Mike are the VIPs of the Do You podcast. Can I just tell you, oh, Hannah, how amazing was that voice message?
We love a supportive king.
Like, can I just tell everyone, and this goes back to me not ever revealing my sources, but more often than not, a tip will come in or a sighting will come in, and it's the wife writing in something that the husband saw, or something that their boyfriend saw, or their fiance saw, or their, you know, best friend who is a guy saw. Actually, something that was reported on earlier in this episode came in the exact way I'm describing. But we love to see when the women get their significant others involved. I love to see it. Nothing brings me more joy. And I have to say, Mike, if you're listening, that recap was so comprehensive. Usually it's the wife writing in what the husband says, and then like me and the wife, or, you know, the fiance or the girlfriend, whatever, laughing because like men, ha ha ha, they don't get the details, you know, they never get the details right. You recounted what you saw perfectly. And for that, I thank you. We posted pictures. I'm not sure if they were from you, Hillary, or somebody else. I did get a couple of sightings of the group at Saratoga. And then after Saratoga, I guess it was this past weekend. Saratoga might have been before that. It might have been during the week. Somebody did send me a picture of Jesse out to dinner with Jane, again filming, and his arm was like sort of around her, like around her chair, but like around her. I do think they're dating, but it's interesting that Mike didn't observe any sort of like particular standout PDA, which doesn't mean they're not dating. It just means like maybe there was no PDA at this event. Thank you so much for that recap. And I can't wait to actually watch these episodes air, since we're getting so much behind the scenes of Emmy-nominated reality show Summer House. I can't believe it's Emmy-nominated. I love that for the cast.
Hello, this is Stephanie. I get consent for my voice. Don't be played. I just had a question at birth. I wanted to ask, is that Hannah on the voice now? All flirty, so cute. So Ariana Grande getting back together with Ricky and all these pictures and everything. I was just wondering if the fans, like, because I'm a newer Ariana fan, I want to point out. I think I wasn't really as big of a fan of her when they were together before. But yes, I was just wondering if like the fans generally like him, and if they liked him and her together when they were previously together. Like, was he nice for her? Was he a good guy? Yeah, anything about that would be much appreciated. Okay, thanks. Love you guys. XOXO.
Hi, Steph. Thank you so much for your question. Actually, that's me who leaves the voice message when you call in. That's me. Okay, Hannah, can you look up if it was Ricky with Ariana during the incident where she licked the donuts, while I try to answer Stephanie's question, which is going to be hard because Ariana dating Ricky really, really predates Demois. You have to remember, Demois, as it is known today, started in 2020. So everything that happened before 2020, I was just a regular citizen. I don't have any inside information unless somebody, you know, wrote in about something that's happened in the past. And no one has ever written in about Ricky. Now, if you are behind Ariana and Ethan Slater, some people didn't know this because I see them commenting on the posts every time there's a picture of Ariana and Ricky. Ariana and Ethan Slater broke up. I don't know why they broke up. No one has given me
sort of a behind the scenes reason. You know, I have the same reason that everyone else has or everyone else reported on, but I don't really know what happened between them. And then right after it was announced, now, just because something's announced doesn't mean that's exactly when it happened. So right after it was announced that they broke up, she was seen with Ricky. Ricky is somebody who she dated years ago. Her and Ethan, I believe, broke up a month or two prior to that. It just wasn't announced officially. But it seems, based on comments, that people like them together. I think the main comment that I see is that they just don't understand, like, how she starts and stops these relationships so fast, like how she'll end a relationship and then get into another relationship, you know, immediately after that. Everyone's different. I mean, there's no answer to that. Only she knows the answer to that. Han, was it Ricky with her?
It was, yes.
And she, does it say the year this happened in?
It says July 4th, 2015.
Okay, yeah, so 2015 was way before I started getting into this shit. So she was at like a bakery, right? And what, licked the donut and put it back? And they caught her on camera.
It says security footage from Wolfie Donuts in Lake Elsinore, California, showed Grande and her then boyfriend slash backup dancer, Ricky Alvarez, licking donuts on the counter and sharing kisses while they waited to be served.
Yeah. So that was pretty controversial when that came out. So I'm not sure if the fans hold that incident against him. I haven't really seen many comments about it, but if you're a newer Ariana Grande fan, you might not even remember that that happened or know that that happened. So that's the only thing that I could think of surrounding their relationship that wasn't great. But if you're an Ariana Grande fan and you're listening, like you're in the fandom and you're listening to this right now, just let me know. I'm curious. Now I'm curious if the fans like him or not. Okay, that is all we have time for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, can you please do us the favor of rating and reviewing? Only if it's positive, though. If you're going to shit talk us, please leave it to your group chat or leave it to Instagram. Please don't leave it on Apple or Spotify reviews. Thank you. Have a great weekend. See you next week.